Good morning, I'm Jennifer Fuller. We're going to see a sunny sky today, a high near 68 degrees. Former Illinois Governor Dan Walker is being remembered as a passionate and intelligent man with a confrontational side. His son, Dan Walker Jr., says his father died at his California home Wednesday morning. He says his father accomplished many things, including being a father to seven children. Former Illinois Gaming Board Chairman Aaron Jaffe was a House lawmaker when Walker took office in the 1970s. Jaffe says Walker was very intelligent and could have gone further in politics than a single term in office if he wasn't so confrontational. Former Governor Pat Quinn has often cited Walker as a mentor. In a statement, he noted Walker's military service. Governor Bruce Rauner says in a statement he was saddened to hear of the news and offers prayers to Walker's family. Letters are going out this week from SIU Carbondale to some of its faculty, telling them they may not have a job next year. The university's contract with non-tenure-track faculty requires job status notifications by May 1st for the coming academic year. Both faculty and administration leaders say they're hopeful that these letters are just a technicality, but the state's budget situation leaves uncertainty in next year's plans. Non-tenure-track Faculty Association President Jim Wall says the letters are going to hundreds of people, and it's frustrating.
These are highly qualified and dedicated faculty that have made a commitment to the students and to the university, moved their families here, bought a home, become vital, active members of the community and service to the university.
SIU spokeswoman Ray Goldsmith says she understands the frustration. She says the university is pausing to take a closer look at all class offerings and will do everything it can to make sure students can complete their coursework and people can keep their jobs.
We're not doing any freezes per se, but we're more doing a case-by-case exception with a primary goal of not moving forward if we don't absolutely have to.
Goldsmith says SIU faces a similar situation with graduate assistantships for the coming year. She says until the state budget picture is clearer, the university can't make offers or appointments because funding simply isn't guaranteed. Mayors from around Illinois say they understand the state's budget situation, but they continue to warn they won't compromise on cuts to local government funding. Governor Bruce Rauner has proposed a 50% cut to the Local Government Distributive Fund. That proposal to cut local governments has mayors all over the state walking the halls of the Illinois Capitol yesterday. Illinois Municipal League Executive Director and former Carbondale Mayor Brad Cole says the cuts will be felt in every part of the state. Governor Rauner contends many cities can absorb the cuts, and thanks to millions of dollars in cash reserves, smaller communities say that's simply not the case. We're going to see sunshine today, a high of 68. I'm Jennifer Fuller.